To be here filling in for Candy G today. My name is Tracy Terrence, and I'm Candy G's assistant. And along with being her assistant, I'm also a social media expert and wellness junkie. If you're listening to the show for the first time, we are so glad to have you here with us today. Before I get started with the show, I want to read to you today's G-Note. What is a G-Note? It's a little dose of inspiration dropped into your mailbox every morning. And you can sign up to get your G-Notes at CandyG.com. Today's G-Note reads, will you listen to your own heart, your own truth, no matter which way it leads you? That's food for thought, isn't it? All right, our guest today is a dynamic woman. Coach Chantel Springer is a mother, a wife, a thought transformation coach, and an international speaker, not to mention a woman who changed her life by creating a healthy mind. She coaches her clients on the restoration and reprogramming of toxic mindsets by using proven techniques of neuroplasticity, a process that restores and heals the mind. Coach Chantel believes that you have to go there in the mind first before it ever shows up in your life. Through proven techniques of meditation and prayer, she guides her students with her method of gratitude shifting, a radical process used to shift your thoughts from what you don't want to what you fervently desire. Her mission is to start a gratitude movement. Chantel, welcome. I'm so excited to speak with you today.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you for having me. Thank you for that beautiful introduction.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, it's such a pleasure and an honor to be on Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm so humbled by this experience.
I'm so glad that I actually get to be the one that gets to talk with you today. It's, you know, all too often I'm on the back end putting out all the stuff on Facebook and Twitter about the show, but today I actually get to play and have a lot of fun. So
awesome.
I'm so excited. Why don't we start off a little bit talking a little bit about what you mean by toxic mindset?
Okay. Well, let me start you off with my story and explain to you how toxic my mindset was and how it pretty much directed my whole life. Well, I was living with a lot of limited beliefs that was ultimately limiting my success in every area of my life, my spirituality life, finances, my weight, health. And, you know, I pretty much always felt and thought that I was a spiritual being, but years of self-doubt and unforgiveness kept me from truly experiencing ultimate health. You know, I had all these toxic thinkings and thoughts of past habitual thinking that was, you know, pretty much passed down to me. And God bless my family. God bless, you know, my friends. But I was just really surrounded by limited beliefs. And for about 15 years now, I've been on this enlightenment path, but I was still going through a battle within. And I call it the shadow, you know, the shadow that no one can see, that you hide behind, you know, the thing that you're ashamed of. I was overeating. I was feeling inadequate about myself, fear, and all these limited, you know, beliefs. And I pretty much went through a total transformation of my mind. I overhauled my mind. And I did that through a process called neuroplasticity.
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit on that. And say that last sentence again for me.
I did it through a process called neuroplasticity.
Oh, the neuroplasticity, yes. I definitely want to get to that because I was reading that going, wow, that sounds really cool. I want to find out what that's all about and how I can play with it.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to get to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the neuroplasticity, basically what you're doing, you are overhauling. You are meditating, you're going into prayer, and you're doing an overhaul of your mind. And, you know, religion has always told us, be transformed, you know, by the renewing of your mind. And now the awesome part about this is that science over the past decade is now giving hardcore proof that you can change your life by changing your mind. They're saying that you can train your brain and your mind will be changed. Isn't that awesome?
I think it's amazing. It's very awesome in many, many ways.
Neuroplasticity, go ahead, Tracy.
No, go ahead.
Neuroplasticity, a research was being done in India with the Dalai Lama and his monks. And what it is they brought them back here to the States, okay? And they did this awesome research, and Sharon Bagley with the Wall Street Journal did a fantastic story on the research. They had over 10 Buddhist monks that they hooked up all these different wires and, to measure their brain activity. And what happened was when they hooked them up to all these different brain radio activities, they found that through meditation, their brain waves were being affected. Now, science told us many, many years ago that once you get to a certain point in your life, that everything that you've learned from a child, you know, going up into adulthood, that's it. You know, if you've had brain damage done from drugs or brain damage done from any type of thing previous in your life, that, you know, your brain was pretty much fried and you've burnt your brain cells out. But now studies are showing us that through prayer and meditation that you can regenerate your mind. And it's just such a phenomenal study.
That can be kind of scary for some people, I would think.
Yeah.
To think that you could actually regenerate your mind and reprogram your mind and rid yourself of these thoughts.
Yeah.
But I've experienced how powerful it is to consciously change my thought patterns and my thought processes and to see it before it shows up in my life and actually manifest things. And it's amazing.
It is.
It's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
yeah.
Amazing. And, I tell my students that it is definitely a process. It's not an overnight process. You know, it takes time, it takes dedication, and you have to put it into action. But what happened in my life was that I was in a time of my life where I was going through a lot with health. I had an operation. I had my gallbladder removed at the age of 30. I was going through financial hardships. And, like I said at the beginning, that I always felt that I was this pretty much spiritual person. You know, I believed in a higher being, and I tried to do the right things and make the right decisions. But what was going on within, the part that no one could see, was that I was living in duality. I was living a life of fear. I wasn't living a life out of love. And I was living with unforgiveness. And I wasn't living in gratitude. And this catalyst pushed me into, totally transformed my life. And now I'm living and walking this gratitude life and just so grateful and just filled every single day with gratitude and true gratitude. And now I'm just, like, on this mission of trying to, you know, get my message out about that whatever we are in our life, it does not matter how bad it appears to be, because it's just the appearances, it's like false, but it doesn't matter how bad it is or what's ever going on in your life, you can always shift into gratitude.
Absolutely. Let's give our listeners some examples of limiting beliefs, thoughts, or sentences that are rather common that people don't even realize they're probably even having.
Exactly. Like for me, I always had limited beliefs with my money, with finances. I felt that, you know, I had to work on a regular job, and that money was limited, and because of the economy, you know, I was a part of this economy, and, you know, money is low, and I fell into the trap of the media. I fell into the trap of, you know, my surroundings and society. And those were some limited beliefs for me. And it really dealt with my subconscious mind, things that was, you know, like Don Miguel Ruiz says it so eloquently. He talks about the agreements that were given to you in the womb that you didn't agree to. You know, the beliefs that was passed down from generation to generation, and not just within families, just society, period, about the money doesn't grow on trees, or, you know, just all these different limited beliefs. And I brought into it. I brought into it. Most of my life, I brought into these beliefs.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think we all do. And, you know, I know I've heard, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard, that if you hear something often enough, you tend to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're telling yourself something over and over and over again, of course you're going to believe it.
Exactly.
I'm overweight. I'm broke. I'm tired of being sick. And you may not even realize that you're creating limiting beliefs for yourself by using some of these negative thought processes or thought patterns.
Exactly.
But it is actually creating a very toxic environment in your subconscious.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Tracy.
And what you think of shows up in your life.
Exactly.
So you think of,
mm-hmm. What you, yeah. that saying, what you resist, persist. And it's so very true. What we resist, the things that we're trying to push away, but what we fail to realize that while we're pushing them away, we're thinking about it. So, you know, we're thinking about the finances, or we're trying to push the person away or push the thing away or push the food away. But while we're pushing against it, that's what we're thinking about. So, you know, that law of attraction shows up because that's what our mind is focused on, and that's what we attract to ourselves. And
right.
For me, you know, that's what was happening in my life. My story, my part of my transformation was my weight loss. I was pretty much overweight my whole entire life. I always tell people I was living unconscious. I was pretty much eating everything, wasn't thinking about it, really didn't feel good about myself. And I thought that I had confidence within myself. But once I started digging deep and start making this transformation, I realized, whoa, Gentile, you really had some wrong thinking going on, you know, about food and just about everything. And, you know, for me it was food. For someone else it could be, you know, another vice or anything. But for me it was food. And
right.
It's when I start really understanding that it really wasn't about the food, that it was deeper than that. It was my dealing with relationships that maybe I've had in the past that was showing up, and I, you know, feeling not feeling good about myself. It was so many things that were coming up, and I realized that it was never about the food.
I'm right with you, right there with you on the food thing. That's my vice as well,
mm-hmm.
and one that I've been battling all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I get stressed, I get upset, I have a bad day, I have a good day, you know, whatever. Hey, I have a great day, we're going to celebrate, we're going to
get it done.
Or some of the toxic things that I've caught myself doing in the past that I know better now is that, that person really angered me, I'm going to show them, and I'm going to go off my face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how does that work?
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, it's time for us to take a quick break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. When we come back, Chantel, I want to talk to you about how you transformed from the toxic mindset into a healthy mindset.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at AmeriJet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Right, welcome back. This is Tracy Tarrant filling in for Candy G today. She's actually out in California getting the final touches ready for her upcoming movie debuts. Her movie's The Journey, co-starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Vic Johnson, and so many more amazing people that I've had the opportunity to meet. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm thrilled to be speaking with our guest, Chantel Springer. We're talking about toxic mindsets and how to change your mind and change your life. So, Chantel, we were talking about what a toxic mindset is. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like to turn into now is, what was that period like for you where you actually said, I need to transform, I need to make a change, and then how did you actually do it?
Well, for me, I started going through some health challenges, and at the age of 30, I had to have a gallbladder removal, and I was pre-diabetic, and it was just all these things going on in my life health-wise, and it was just that those were the warning signs, and I got to a point where I was just ready. I was determined. I really didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't have a path or a map or a road, you know, a plan to get there, but what I did have was a desire to, you know, change my life around, and what I started doing was taking action steps. I'll say it like that, because with anything that you want to attain, whether it's weight loss, whether it's, you know, any type of addiction, whether it's to nicotine, you have to make a decision. It starts with making a decision. And for me, my first decision was I decided to have an attitude of gratitude. I decided that, you know what? I had to first love the 215 pounds Chantel first before I can ever do and move further to become or do anything else in my life. Because for so many years, I looked in the mirror and was like, oh, you know, I wish I was smaller here or my hips or my thighs. Or I really didn't realize when I was in the madness of it all that I was so hard on myself and so unforgiving of myself. But it's when I realized that, you know what, I have my health, I have the mentality, I have the mind to be able to make the decision to start living healthy. So I started 100 Days of Gratitude. On Facebook, one of my Facebook friends started posting, you know, every single day something different that they were grateful for. And I said, you know what, I really think that, you know, that would probably would help me, because I was being so focused on what I didn't have and, you know, the finances and what was going on in my life. And so I was missing my life. It was passing right in front of my eyes. I have healthy, beautiful children. I have a wonderful husband. I have, a roof, a home,
transportation, mm-hmm. the necessities. But because I was living all in the future about what I wanted and what wasn't happening, and I was all in the past, I wasn't present. So that was the first thing I started doing every single day. I started writing down something I was grateful for. And, you know, I have to be very honest. On some days I woke up, I felt like, you know, well, I don't have much money in the bank. I don't have anything to be grateful for. But it's when I shift that thought and I say, you know what, thank you, God, for the breath in my body. Thank you, God, for, you know, being able to just see another day. And I would shift. That's why I call it the gratitude shift. You know, I was had this thinking, this toxic thinking that was really, really defeating my purpose of trying to move further. So that was my first step. My first action step was just really, truly living with gratitude and loving Chantel, like I said, at 215 pounds. And once I started that, my life started shifting right before my eyes. It was amazing, Tracy. Just started shifting like you're watching a movie and all these miraculous things. I started creating my own miracles.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that. I've done that. And it's amazing just how much better you feel.
Yes.
By living with gratitude. You feel so alive and so energetic and so full of hope when you start realizing all the things around you. It could just be something so tiny like, wow, look at that beautiful flower. Thank you mm-hmm. for letting me see that beautiful flower that we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And once you really start focusing on all the little things that you have to be grateful for, life takes on a completely different meaning.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
It does, Tracy. I'm telling you. And when I started living this gratitude life, I started attracting. And see, what happens when you start living in gratitude and your thoughts start being of gratitude, you start attracting the great things that you desire. You start shifting. You know, the universe starts shifting. Because what I realized was that the good, everything that I've ever wanted was always there. It was me,
right.
You know, it was my mindset. It was already there for taking. But it's when I started being in alignment and being, you know, having this attitude of gratitude, like I said, my whole entire world, my spiritual world, I went through awakening, I like to share, where I started seeing and having compassion for everyone. I stopped judging others. I was so judgmental and really didn't know I was judgmental. I really, just because, you know, going throughout life, you know, even with my family members, relationships within my family have, like, turned around because I was judging. And it's when I stopped judging and realizing that and seeing everyone's perfection and how they truly were created, and just seeing everything great, my everything switched. Relationships turned around, even within my own marriage. You know, my marriage started moving to higher levels, and I got off all that weight. I was able to think clearly, and I got a health coach, and I've kept the weight off for a year and a half now. And I stepped out. I was a middle school teacher, and I love teaching. But I was always, you know, I had that entrepreneur blood running through my veins, and I always had a message within. And I always said that I'm going to get my message out. And I got the tenacity and the drive to step out and live out my dreams, and I wasn't afraid anymore. I wasn't afraid anymore. So that was the first part of my transformation.
That's huge. That first step is the hardest, because generally once you hit that first step, you're either close to rock bottom or you're at rock bottom.
That's right.
And you wake up one day and you're like, this has got to change.
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to go. I can't keep living like this. I know I've experienced that. And as I started shifting and changing my thought processes, my life has taken a complete turn.
Mm-hmm.
complete turn. And like you said, relationships start feeling or start working better, and they start growing. I remove the poisonous people from my life that they weren't at a point in their life where they were ready to make the changes that they needed to make to become better people. And so I said, they got to go. And so I stopped returning phone calls, and I didn't call them up and say, you're poisonous, you're out of my life. You know?
Okay.
I slowly got them out of my life. I just kind of stopped talking to them. And I started replacing them with people who were either at the level I was or they were at the level I want to be.
That's it, Tracy.
And that was key. That was key.
I'm so happy that you brought that up, because I'll say about going on four years now, I went through this whole transformation about change. That was, you know, before the mental, you know, transformation. I did know that I needed to change my circles. And, you know, God bless my friends. I love them dearly, and I still have many of them in my life. But what I realized was I needed some mentors. I needed people in my circles that I aspire to be like, so I can learn from. Because I always found myself being the one always giving the advice or, you know, trying to pull people up. And I was like, but what about me? I need to be lifted up. So I made an overhaul, and I truly, truly changed my circles. And because of that, so much more was attracted to me. It's just amazing. Like, for instance, my coach right now, Coach Evie, which is just so phenomenal. We've become very good friends. Barbara Theodosiou, Kimberly West, a lot of people that I've attracted into my life now is because of my renewing of my mind, the transformation that I went through in my mind. And one process I would like to share with the listeners is a process that I've used with my clients, that I've used with myself. Are you familiar with the 7-day mental diet, Tracy, by Emmett Fox?
I am not, but we are getting close to a break, and I definitely want to get into that. So why don't we hold that one until we get back from our break?
All righty, okay.
We've got a couple minutes before we go into break.
Okay.
And it sounds like this is going to take us a few minutes to get through. So
okay.
I don't want to get started on that. But, yeah, I want to reiterate to our listeners who might be feeling kind of down and out and feeling that sense of hopelessness or they're just getting started on their path to keep a gratitude journal. And this is something that Candy G is very strong about, very, very adamant about, is to keep that gratitude journal and write it every day. And it could just be something very small like, I'm grateful the sun was shining, or, you know, I'm glad my car started, or whatever it could
yes.
be. And pretty soon you're going to find that you can't stop writing. You just can't stop writing because you're so grateful for everything.
So, I agree, Tracy. That's where I started, with that gratitude journal every single day, and that's what changed my life.
Yeah, and it may be that some people, you know, for the first few days, all they can say when they first wake up is, I'm grateful I'm alive.
You know?
As far as I'm concerned, you know, waking up is one step, but the rest of it, that's icing on the cake. The rest of the day is icing on the cake.
That's right.
So, and it just gets better and better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and something else I want to get into when we come back from our break is I definitely want to talk about your 100 Days of Gratitude and get into that a little bit more and how people can jump on that bandwagon.
Okay.
Because I know there's a gratitude movement. So I just heard my music cue. So this is Tracy Tarrant filling in for Candy G. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. So don't go away. Stay tuned.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Welcome back. This is Tracy Terry. So, G today. I'm talking with Chantel Springer, and this has just been so much fun for me because this is a topic that is just so in my life right now. All about changing your mind to change your life and the amazing things that come when you start changing your thought process, start living on a more positive note, in an attitude of gratitude. So Chantel, we were talking earlier before the break, and you mentioned the
7-day mental diet by Emmett Fox. Yes,
okay.
That's something that, yeah, 7-day mental diet. I sometimes have to put myself back on the 7-day mental diet because a lot of times when we hear diet, we think of food and, you know, we think of going on and off of diets. But what I found is that the mental diet, this is where it starts. This is how the true transformation takes place. When you get your mind together, the food will be a breeze. You'll make healthier decisions. Your relationships, you know, getting off of nicotine, whatever the vice is, when you get the mental together, everything else is, yeah. So the 7-day mental diet by Emmett Fox, basically what you're doing is you are starting to train yourself, beginning to train yourself with the habit of thought control. So on my website, 100 Days of Gratitude, I have an outline of the 7-day mental diet, but briefly I'll go through just a couple steps in the 7-day mental diet. You know, we're literally exactly what we think. You know, if you don't like what's showing up in your life, it's pretty much time to do an overhaul of your mind. Our thoughts create in direct proportion to what we are experiencing in our lives. You know, if you want to live a happier and more fulfilled life with optimal health, finances, well, it's time to explore that 7-day mental diet. For 7 days, you must not allow yourself to dwell for a single moment on any kind of negative thought. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh, my, how can I possibly do that? You know, for 7 days,
It says not to dwell on them. We're going to have the negative thoughts, but you just have to not dwell.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the key, Tracy. The thoughts will come, but if the dwelling on the thought and going, you know, thinking on the thought and accepting the thought, because the thoughts come in, but we don't have to accept the thoughts, and that's the key. You don't have to accept the thoughts. And so that's the first step of it. You must watch yourself for a whole week as a cat watches a mouse, and you must not under any pretense allow your mind to dwell on any thought that's not positive, constructive, optimistic, or kind. So pretty much it's what you're doing. You're watching every single thought that comes in. And what I suggest is that you don't tell anyone that you're on a diet, okay, or that
right.
you intend to go on it. You keep it tremendously, this project strictly to yourself. And remember that your soul should be the secret place of the Most High. When you have come through the 7 days successfully and secured your demonstration, then you can share
what and how your life has been transformed. Because sometimes, you know, people in your immediate circle, it's like when you start trying to eat healthier. I'll never forget when I first started, you know, this path, and I tried to make this, my clear all everything out my kitchen and have a no-fail zone-free house. And, it, you know, my surroundings, everybody in my house was not on board, Tracy. And so, you know, they weren't on board. I can say that my husband is finally, after 2 years, he's, you know, because of my eating healthier and my, you know, better, making better decisions, he's finally, slowly but surely coming on board. But sometimes it could be the closest people in our environment that's, you know, right around us. They, you know, they love us, but they just don't understand. And, you know, I've learned to just start having compassion for others, and it's okay if they don't understand. That's their path, that's their journey, and I have my journey. And, you know, when you start watching your thoughts and, you know, you start being on intention and you start being conscious, that's the key word, you're conscious. Now with my eating habits, I'm conscious versus before I would sit in front of the TV and blank out and watch TV and just go and eat.
Right.
I don't do that anymore because I'm conscious. I'm not unconscious anymore. So that's the same additive with your thinking. You have to be conscious of what thoughts you're letting dwell within your consciousness.
Yeah, and there's ways that you can dwell on a thought but not make it a negative thought. You need to change it into a positive. So let's say the thought is, oh gosh, I'm broke, how am I going to pay the bills this week? Don't dwell on the fact that you're broke and how you're going to pay the bills on this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's how can I raise some extra cash so that I can cover the bills, or, you know, turn it into a more positive.
Exactly.
And when you ask those type of questions, because I've done this, how can I do X? And let me tell you, the answers come. For example, recently it was, you know, my dream, one of my dreams was always to have a housekeeper. Mm-hmm. And on my vision board, I always had a picture of Alice from the Brady Bunch, because I always wanted my own Alice.
Oh!
I'm dating myself here. Yes, I used to watch Brady Bunch. So my thoughts would always be, oh gosh, housekeepers, especially someone that has to come in every day, which is what I need, they're so expensive, how am I ever going to afford it? And I was just focused on the negative side of it. So when I realized that's what I was doing, I said, how can I make this work? And I let it go. And the situation presented itself to me. And needless to say, I have a housekeeper who cleans my house every day, does my laundry, and it's at a price that is incredibly affordable for my current budget.
Wow, you shifted your thinking, and that's what you attracted to yourself. And the key, like I said earlier, what you resist persists. So you switched, you shifted, you made the shift.
And I've done that too. I've focused on how broke I am, and let me tell you, everything that could go wrong went wrong and made me even more broke.
Okay, I can contest to that.
It works both ways.
I can contest to that. This is why I had to go through a transformation, because I'm telling you, that was me, Tracy, how broke I was, and, oh, you know, feeling so sorry for myself and just want to have a pity party. And,
and attract everybody who wants to join in on your pity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Tracy.
To speak to that, something that I've found that works well for me is when I've noticed that somebody wants to have a pity party, and you know, it's so normal, you know, somebody says, oh gosh, I have, you know, I broke my foot, and this went wrong, and this went wrong, and then you say, well, I can one-up that, and you start talking about everything that went wrong in your life, and it just kind of snowballs. So what I've noticed, or what I've started doing, is making a very conscious effort not to fall into that game,
mm-hmm.
and to say something more like, wow, I'm really sorry, it sounds like you're having a tough time. How can I help you?
Mm, I love it. And you see,
and
what
not
you
only
just
does
said?
That, that help me from falling into that trap,
mm-hmm.
but all of a sudden they're like, wow, somebody actually cares, and they want to help me.
Yeah, and you just said the key conscious effort. when we are making conscious decisions and not just, you know, flowing and letting life take us through it, we make conscious decisions. We are in control. And,
right.
you know, we are in control. And one key thing, too, Tracy, that has totally, you know, along with my transformation, I started realizing that the drama in my life, whatever I perceive to be going on in my life, is truly a drama. It's like a play playing out. It's my perception. Now, does it make it real? What I realized is that most of the things that was going on in my life was based upon limited beliefs, mm-hmm. was based upon past experiences, was
right.
based upon what I saw growing up, and it was a lie. And what I started realizing was that you only operate out of love or fear, period, love or fear. So what I started doing was I started trying to operate more out of love, and, you know, the drama that was going on in my life, all the different things going on, it was my perception of what was going on. And when I took myself out of that and start, you know, being more in alignment with the universe and being in alignment with God and the one truth, it's only one truth. And the rest of the drama and the things that are going on, you know, we get so focused on it and so, you know, indwelled into the seeming circumstances that the truth that the universe is unlimited, the truth is that I am bold, I am beautiful, I am spiritual, I am a conqueror, I'm thriving. That's the truth. And so when you start connecting more with your truth and start aligning your thoughts with your truth, that's when your life starts shifting.
That's right. That's right. Something that an exercise I was doing recently, actually there was two of them, and they had an amazing effect on me. One was for a week I needed to just observe the judgmental thoughts that I have and that I observed others having. You know, how people talked about other people or how I thought or talked about other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was to keep a negative thought journal for a week and to write down all the negative thoughts. And let me tell you, that's a tough one.
Mm.
That's a tough one because I would forget. But what I found was I started consciously catching. It was kind of like when I was in Toastmasters and you'd hear the bell or they'd count every time you say And you notice I still say so it's been a while since I've
been. Yes.
But you consciously start hearing it. And as soon as you would say it's like, oh, shoot, I said that again.
Exactly, yeah.
And I've noticed, and let me tell you, I was like, wow, there are a lot of negative judgmental thoughts that are going through my head right now. This is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very eye-opening exercise for me.
I love
just
that.
Just being conscious of that, it allows me to say immediately, whoa, stop, go away, I don't want that thought, let's change it. Or, you know, when I see somebody and I start to think, wow, they were brave, they wore that out of the house today, I would stop myself and I would look for something positive about them.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it immediately just changed my energy levels. It changed the way I felt about people.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed the way I felt about myself because truly the thoughts we have about other people are actually thoughts we have about ourselves.
Oh, that's it, Tracy. That's right. You're absolutely right. And
yeah,
what really, you know, my last part of my transformation, I'll say maybe the last 6 months, that's where I am right now. I started realizing that it was never about the other person. I always
right.
thought that, oh, this person hurt me or what they said, you know, how could they? But you know what? It was that ego. It was my ego that I wanted to be stroked. And, you know, we all know that they say ego edging God out. And when I wanted my ego
that.
To be
I've never heard that before.
You never heard that before?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, edging God out. Because, you know, we want our ego stroked. You know, it's us that's in the picture. Like right now, on this phone call, before I got on the call, I ask to be a vessel and, you know, to flow through me. It's not about Chantel anymore. And that's a part of my transformation. It's not about me. It's really not about me. It's about touching others, helping others, bringing others through. And this is how I started 100 Days of Gratitude. I started my site, a blog, for individuals to come on daily to just journal what they're grateful for. And my whole mission behind this is just to start this national, international movement of gratitude. Just think, just imagine if everyone starts shifting into gratitude and being grateful where they are right now. That simply right there could just change the world by just simply living in gratitude. It's phenomenal. It really is. And with 100 Days of Gratitude, I have my retreat coming up December the 4th, and I am so excited about it because it's going to be a space and a place for people to come to share. And if they don't want to share, they can come listen, learn. We're going to be doing vision boards. We're going to be doing guided meditations. Have you ever did a labyrinth walk before, Tracy?
I have not, but I've heard of them.
Yes, it's awesome. It's basically like a journey that you're walking.
Yeah.
It's a maze, and it seems, when you think about a labyrinth, it's, you know, different turns and, you know, different curves, and it makes you think about your own life's journey. You know, you have ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but you still have that goal.
Right.
You still have that dream. You're still moving forward, and a labyrinth walk is so powerful because I experienced it totally different from, you know, someone else. Like, when I first did the labyrinth walk, one of my very good friends, Melinda Armstrong, she took me to the Duncan Conference Center. This is where I'm having my retreat up in Delray Beach, Florida. And it's so funny. We started this labyrinth walk, and it's supposed to, I guess, take maybe like 35 minutes to get through the walk. And, you know, you have the turns and curves. And I finished like in 8 minutes. And I was like, well, why? I wonder why she's taking so long going through this journey. You know, it was like an eight-minute walk. And so once we finished journaling and we did the walk, and she said, Chantel, you finished the walk in 8 minutes. And I was like, you know, I don't understand. You know, was that wrong? She was like, that's amazing. She said, you didn't see the boundaries and the boundaries in the walk? And can I tell you that my vision of the labyrinth, I saw no walls. And what we realize, that's like so telling of my life. I'm like, break the wall down, you know, a trailblazer. I don't see any limitations. And that's the way I experienced the labyrinth. Her experience was totally different. And it's just a phenomenal experience. And, you know, that's a part of the retreat. And we're going to be doing, and now you just talked about vision, your vision boards. You know, that'll be a part of the retreat, getting us prepared for 2011. And we're also starting, we're continuing the talk of for a colored girl, Tyler Perry's movie, about what color is your pain, abuse, self-acceptance, is it lack of love, lack of forgiveness. We're going to have a healing retreat, and I'm so excited about it.
That sounds fun. Well, listen, I hear the music getting ready for another break. When I come back, I want to wrap up with you and make sure everybody has your contact information, how we can find you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to talk a little bit about where Candy's going to be speaking during the rest of November. So we'll be right back.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominica Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Welcome back. This is Tracy Terrence filling in for Candy G today. Chantel, I've had an absolute blast talking with you, and I definitely want to stay in touch with you because I think you're totally one of those people that are in the same mindset with me and that I want to surround myself with.
So, yes, awesome. I had an awesome
I want to make sure that everybody knows how to reach you. So how can we get in on the 100 Days of Gratitude?
Okay. You can take down my website, www.100daysofgratitude.com. That's www.100daysofgratitude.com. You can also reach me by phone at 305-733-5702. And for the retreat price, up until Friday, tickets are discounted of $89. After Friday, the price will be going up to $99. And it's going to be an intimate setting. I'm about to cut the list off really, really quick. So this is probably the last week the tickets will be on sale. Because I don't want people to come, and I want it to be intimate. I want one-on-one. I want the time where we can explore, you know, our different things that are going on in our lives and just share. And like I said before the break, I'm taking the movie For Colored Girls by Tyler Perry, and it was just such a phenomenal movie, and a lot of feedback that I got from the movie was once everyone left out the movie, they're like, now what? Everybody went into the movie and left out with these open wounds, and, you know, because there was a lot of people dealing with abuse and lack of love, abandonment. In my retreat, I'm using this movie as a catalyst. I'm using For Colored Girls as a tool for transformation. So join us. This is going to be phenomenal, phenomenal. And the part of the retreat, my follow-ups will be with Melinda Armstrong, which is one of my dear friends and a great coach. She's going to be doing the follow-ups. And Coach Evie Hernandez, which is my mentor and my coach, she's going to be having a Satori Forgiveness Retreat at the same Duncan Center. And I have all different type of resources for my clients and students to plug into because I believe in the daily walk, that you have to plug in and you have to start, you know, with your dreams and aspirations. It's a daily walk. You know, with my transformation, I have to wake up every single day and make the decision to walk the walk. And, Tracy,
Chantel, I want to say thank you. I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but I've got somebody waiting in the wings who has an event this weekend that we promised.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you, Tracy.
So, thank you so much, and I'll be in touch with you for sure.
Thank you for having me.
Are you out there?
Hello?
All right, I think I'm back on the air. Last-minute technical difficulties there. I got booted off the line. Okay,
November 11th, the Women of the Roundtable are having a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate their new Western chapter of the Women of Roundtable. You can go to www.thewomenoftheroundtable.com. Candy G will be there. November 17th, Candy G Enterprises is being honored with Media Leader of the Year at the American Business Women's Association South Broward Chapter Spirit of Excellence Awards. So we're very excited about that. And December 9th is a huge date for Candy G. That is the red carpet premiere of her upcoming movie, The Journey, co-starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Vic Johnson, and so many more. If you want to buy tickets and walk the red carpet with Candy G at her premiere in Anaheim Hills, California, you can go to thejourneymovie.net/tickets. And Elvira, are you with me yet? Okay, looks like we're still having some trouble getting Elvira on the line. And that's okay. I'm going to pull up her event real quick. I love technical difficulties at the very last minute. So bear with me. All right. Elvira is with Total Woman Signature Workshop. And she's having a workshop this weekend, Saturday, November 13th, at the Wyndham Garden Hotel. She's got expert speakers, Glenn Turner, Candy G, of course, Dr. Priscilla Morosa, Julie Evans, and Diane Schwartz. So this looks like it's going to be a really fun event. Connect and network with other successful women. Boost your confidence. Discover the prerequisite for abundant health. Create your own vision card as a roadmap to lasting prosperity. Those are fun. I've done those with Candy. Enhance your physical savvy. Learn proven wealth creation and preservation strategies from the best. Explore the pathway to powerful, balanced living. And finally, get a grip on your own accounting with a proven no-fear, colorful accounting system for today's busy women. So this sounds like a really, really good event. You can find out more about this at www.totalwoman.us. So that's it for the show. On behalf of Candy G, we are so glad that she joined us today. I want to thank our guest, Chantel Springer. I had a great time. I want to thank Candy G for being busy today so I could play on the air with you guys. I had a great time, and I'm sure you'll be hearing from me again. And I hope that you can join Candy at some of her events around Fort Lauderdale and definitely her premiere in Anaheim Hills. So until next time. Have a great day, everybody.